welcome to SearchContentManagement.com's expert podcast entitled Does Enterprise Search Make Big Data More Accessible and Understandable to Regular Business Users? I'm Jonathan Gourlay, site and news editor for SearchContentManagement.com at TechTarget, and I'm being joined today by Kathy McKnight. Kathy is a founding partner of Digital Clarity Group, a research and advisory firm focused on digital content technologies. Kathy works with clients by helping them find the content management approach that fits their organization best. She is a consultant, strategist, analyst, speaker, and writer on topics related to internal online solutions, enterprise social media, and digital content technology such as search topics and analysis. A strong advocate of the concepts of communities both within and around the enterprise, Kathy helps clients make the most of their engagement, knowledge management, and relationship-building opportunities using technology. This podcast follows up a webcast Kathy recently presented that explores the potential role of enterprise search in pinpointing, retrieving, and analyzing valuable data stored in big data systems. Kathy will talk about how enterprise search can make big data more accessible and understandable to the people who need to find information when they need it. First, I just want to say welcome, Kathy, to the SearchContentManagement.com podcast booth.
Thanks, Jonathan. I'm happy to be here.
So can you tell me, does enterprise search make big data more accessible and understandable?
I think so. I think with big data, being able to index it and make it accessible to people really makes it that much more useful.
During the webcast, you mentioned that enterprise search is not only a big data tool, but has value for smaller as well as larger enterprises. Can you give us an example of that?
Sure. So with big data, it's really not just a big business tool or problem. If you think about it in context of a commonly held definition of what big data is, which is an organization has big data when the volume, velocity, and variety of data they collect exceeds their storage and computing capacity for accurate and timely decision. All that being said is that if they're collecting too much data and they can't use it, then they have a big data problem. So the big in big data really is a relative term. What might be big for a local courier company is not the same big as it is for a global services or delivery services like FedEx. So looking at that as an example, look at a regional trucking company. GPS technology today lets a company know where their trucks are 24/7. You start adding things like RFID tags to their cargo, and that lets the company track the cargo as well in real time. Dispatch can then use this data to provide real-time updates to customers as to where their packages are, expected times of delivery, as well as react to certain situations like traffic accidents. So they're able to look at the paths available to them and reroute a truck to create more efficient routes. All these things are being done by the big boys like FedEx and DHL as well, but just to a much different scale. And then another example is if you look at a local restaurateur. And if they have a fast-growing restaurant, maybe a couple of them, this could be affected by their version of big data. So imagine the effect of a few negative online reviews would have on that small enterprise. Word travels fast within a town. It might take a couple of weeks or a month for a negative review to actually get around, by which time they might have more client base who've had positive reviews, and that negative impact wouldn't be as harsh. But you start putting those negative thoughts online, and that spreads in the time of a couple of clicks. So what can that owner do about those negative online reviews? Well, they have to know about them, so they have to be tracking it. Do they have Facebook and Twitter sites? Are they following what people are saying about them? Are they responding to those negative posts? Are they nipping it in the bud? Being aware of the data and analyzing it for impact, even something as small scale as an offhand comment made by somebody about a restaurant, can really have a huge impact on their business. Retailers is another instance. They might be able to more easily discover how demand is changing and surging for specific products in specific locations at specific times, and then be able to fulfill that demand better in future by forecasting and future forecasting analytics. And also, companies really need to recognize that each time a new type of data evolves, there's an opportunity to learn from it, as well as combine that with their existing data to create new insights. This is a technique and important to a company of any size. So really, big data is not just for big multinationals, and it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all.
As you mentioned, if big data refers to large volumes of a variety of information types and collected at high velocities, what is the value proposition, that fourth V?
Yeah, that's a a great question. You know, there's a lot of factors that affect the value of big data, but I'm going to focus on two of the ones that I see as really important. So first is the recognition of the value of each of the data source within the big data capture. It varies from having the potential of having huge impact on a company to really being of little or no use at all. Often the challenge, as I mentioned in the webcast, is identifying what indeed the useful and valuable information is, and then transforming and extracting that data for analysis. The value from the various sources really varies depending on who's looking at it and to what purpose. So that leads me to my second point, which is that the value within big data is highly dependent on the ability of whose lap it lands and how quickly they can decipher it. Real-time data really has the impact and most effect when it's looked at in a real-time manner. So for real-time data to be analyzed, it really needs to be done so with extraordinary speed to create its maximum value. End consumers or users have to be able to find the nuggets that they need almost as quickly as the data is being generated and captured. And that's where technologies like Hadoop and NoSQL and MapReduce really come into play, because these are technologies that make that data that much more manageable and accessible. But really, you know what, to maximize the full value of big data, it has to be blended and analyzed along with structured data that a lot of companies have, things that traditionally come from CRM and ERPs. A lot of companies have that information, and the big data, unstructured, and the more commonly held corporate data, things like that are structured in databases, they need to be put together for the full value of that information to be leveraged. So similar to defining what big data is in terms of big, the derived value of what data source will be really is dependent on who's using it and what they're using it for.
Then, if enterprise search has opened up access to big data in more corners of the organization, who are these new end users who are going to find the value in that big data?
You know, Jonathan, that's a really great question. It's really important that big data isn't isolated and looked at it from a myopic perspective. For it to work its hardest for a company, it needs to be looked at in tandem with other data sources, as I just mentioned. It also has to be accessible. So rather than hiding it away in a NoSQL container, it should be tied into an analytics tool that can slice and dice the data in different ways to suit the different business users. And it really needs to be available to that cross-section of business users. So traditionally, different divisions and departments of companies, be it marketing or engineering, product development, logistics, communications, the list goes on, all have their own sources of data that they use. Some of them may use the same sources of data, but for different purposes. Others have their very own source of data, and they collect it and they hold it behind locked doors and they don't share it. There may be some overlap, but often access to data is dependent. It's not only on your role for an access level, so from a security standpoint, but also, like I mentioned, from the department that you work in. Not all groups have access to all data. For big data to be best leveraged, it all needs to be searchable, accessible to all parts of the organization. Because, for instance, what one stream of tweets might mean to the product development team might be interpreted from a completely different perspective and purpose by the marketing team. So in order for them to both leverage that real-time big data, they all have to have access to the information. So really, the bottom line is that the data, not just big data, but all data, should no longer be used in a siloed fashion. It's best leveraged from across functions throughout the enterprise, from operations to marketing, and from all levels of senior strategists right down to entry-level analysts.
And I've heard, and this brings up another question, I've heard from other parts of industry and in other areas that in some cases this takes a specialized skill. I've heard that data analysts and data managers are apparently in short supply, especially in the U.S. What can be done to solve that problem?
So that really is a huge problem. I mentioned some statistics in the presentation in the webcast, and the deficit of being able to fill those roles right now, the forecast is huge and will have an enormous impact on industry and companies across not only North America but around the world. There isn't, or very rarely, a company right now who isn't thinking big data, whether it's thinking about implementing something or, you know, their post-implementation. And how are they going to leverage that data? So knowing that and being able to start working within the industry, whether it's industry organizations, communication with education environments, what those programs they have to offer is really, really important. Business needs to reach out and let the world know, especially from an education standpoint, what that skill set is going to be. And that's going to require a whole new way of thinking, because big data really isn't an IT thing. It really is a business thing. So business and IT world, from an education standpoint, need to come together in order to fill that void that we're forecasting for the future with regards to people being able to handle and manage and analyze and leverage the data that will be available.
To some extent, and for the parents out there, aside from getting a degree in data analysis, is it the case that in some cases companies would be able to train kids, or I should say college grads, to take up some of this, some of these tasks?
Certainly, and I'd go along with kids, not that I want to date myself, but really, coming out of university, they are kids. Certainly, those of us who have kids, my kids are young, but it's certainly something that if they show an interest and aptitude for that kind of skill set, that I'll encourage them to look into. We're the ones who are in there and are aware of the issues out there with regards to filling this void. So I think as not only from a business standpoint, but from a parental standpoint, this is a great opportunity to gear our kids into careers that there will be an abundance of opportunity in. There's a lot of roles today. I'm coming from Canada, and you know, teachers. We have an abundance of teachers, and they can't find jobs, yet we have these voids in engineering, and with mining being a big thing right now as well, we have these voids in mining areas. So being able to drive our kids into what we'll have, they'll have the opportunity to grow in their field, I think is a great thing and something that we should be doing.
I think so, too. It sounds like an obvious direction to go in. And that being said, what is the single best thing an organization can do to prepare for the looming information overload we've heard so much about, so end users of company data can make efficient use of it?
So that's a really great question and a really tough one to answer. As right now, there really aren't a lot of best practices or accepted best practices with regards to big data, because it is a relatively new phenomenon. What might work for one company might not work for another. So I'm going to answer that from two perspectives. One, for those looking to plan a big data implementation, and second, once you've got the big data implementation in-house. So first off, I think generally the most important thing is that, as I mentioned earlier, the business side of the house work with IT from inception, right from when they start thinking about capturing big data and what they're going to do with it within their organization. As mentioned in the webcast, IT developers these days are absolute whizzes. I mean, really, there's nothing they can't do. And so long as they have the support, both financial and culturally, from a leadership team to implement a big data project, there's very little doubt in my mind that IT can actually make that happen. But from all the things that I've read and the studies on the topic, more and more companies around the world, they're all at some stage of big data implementations, whether, as I mentioned, initial discussion or post-implementation. But what's really, really critical to successfully implementing a big data initiative, from my perspective, is that the business define what it is they're looking for and what they want to get out of this massive data call. So when I say business, I mean business as a whole, not just marketing, not just product development, but all those areas in business that I mentioned earlier that can leverage this information. And for each of those business units to be able to give those right criteria to the IT department to implement and to search for, they really have to engage their own teams at all levels for their perspectives and what kind of data and data sources they can use and how to make that most effective and efficient. So the planning and preparation that goes into the big data implementation can have not only a big but a huge impact on how successful the organization is at using the data they collect. The second recommendation comes into play after the big data implementation is done, when it's arrived at the company, and it's a reiteration of an earlier point. So don't cordon off the data. Don't parse it out based on traditional silos and departments. Let everyone, and I mean everyone, have access to as much of the data as possible, and you have to arm them with the analytic tools that really look at the data and what it is and what it can tell them, the individual users. So organizations have to provide those analytic tools that are user-friendly, intuitive dashboards, and with customizable components so they're able to garner the maximum value from their data collection. letting their enterprise tool search index big data collections can also help them make data more accessible and leverageable by the business user. So to coin an old adage, where many hands make for light work, many minds make for great insights and great business.
Very good. If you will, just one more question, and I'll let you go. Earlier, you mentioned that users have to be able to find the nuggets from newly created information almost as soon as it's created. Where's the pressure for that coming from?
So I think in that case, the more appropriate question is probably, where is it not coming from? No matter what business you're in, being able to respond to the needs of your clients and your consumers quickly is important to any company's success. So responsiveness really is critical. Today, people's expectations are that they can get what they want, what they need, 24/7 in a bat of an eye. And it's quickly becoming unacceptable for a customer service department to provide an automated response that tells a customer that somebody's going to get back to them within 2 business days. That used to be commonplace. People want information now, and they want answers as soon as they ask the question. So the pressure to understand and respond to data almost as quickly as it's generated comes from different sources depending on who's leveraging the data. So for a consumer product company, being able to spot trends in the marketplace for their products as well as their competitions and respond to those trends are critical to have the right products available when the public is looking for them. Without that kind of insight, there's no way they would ever be able to gain competitive advantage. And that real-time nature of big data, where you can see what, we'll use the words kids again, let's say, are talking about and what's generating the buzz, it's really important to gain that competitive advantage. For a supply-based company, analyzing the usage and ordering trends of their customers against other pertinent factors like, let's say, a calendar of events or seasonal weather patterns and trends will allow them to target production volumes to meet their consumer needs. So again, being able to respond and forecast what's coming, or even as soon as a buzz starts going, to be able to pick up and change and address that need. Carrying on the thought of the weather tracking as an example, this time in a more critical example, in situational management, being able to track current weather patterns against historical information and feed them into a predictive model can really mean the difference between a city of people being saved from a natural disaster or many people losing possessions and, more tragically, loved ones because they weren't able to respond quickly enough. So while the source of pressure to digest and react to big data in real time is really dependent on the industry or group using the data, I think the pressure itself is almost universal.
I can see that. Thank you very much. And thanks for stopping by today, Kathy. You've provided a lot of good information to us.
Oh, my pleasure, Jonathan. Anytime.
That was Kathy McKnight, founding partner of Digital Clarity Group, with a valuable overview of the issues related to the use of enterprise search to make big data more accessible and understandable to regular business users. Thanks for listening today. I'm Jonathan Gourlay.